Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and I am Steve Barish. I am here live in the flesh, so if anybody would like to talk in, I'm more than happy to help you this evening and see what we can do about healing you and try to get more understanding of what the nuclear receptor is about. I was on Fred's show last night, and we were talking about the nuclear receptor and some of the projector. And what I wanted to talk about tonight was, what does the projector do and what does the nuclear receptor do? The nuclear receptor that I've been wearing for the past 10 years has actually cleared me tremendously in terms of anything in the body that needs to be cleared, toxins, metals, the purity of the blood, carbon monoxide, if it should get into your system. It just does an all-around job. It's just absolutely fabulous, and it really, really works. The projector itself is a great tool. The projector actually projects energy, and you can do anything you want with that projector as long as you can guide yourself in purity. So the other thing we want to talk about tonight is purity, and how to sustain that, and how to get it, and how to keep it. What I've been doing over the years is that I've been meditating and trying to keep myself as pure as I can. Sometimes I let things get away from me and overeat, and sometimes the wrong things. So what I've been doing is that I'm trying my best to lose weight and trying my best to understand that the clearer I am in terms of energy, the better that I will be. And I'm pretty good at what I do. I'm very clear in my mind. So it's really important for me to let you know that you can become very, very clear, and your mind can be filled with compassion and light and love as much as you can possibly handle at any time. And that's a gift, and we need to allow ourselves to feel that gift and to love it as much as we can. The best way to do that is to let go of everything that we don't need, everything that is not good for us. I think I would tell you to let go and allow yourself to feel who you are. The way to do that, basically, is to listen to everything that's inside of you. Start connecting to the liver, start connecting to the pancreas, start connecting to different areas of the body. If you are a massage therapist, or if you do work in an office, or whatever you do, keep your mind as clear as you possibly can, and the way to do that is to ground yourself. The way to ground yourself is fairly simple. If you just take a breath and say to yourself, I breathe in the breath of God, and allow that breath to go all the way down to your feet, you will feel that energy that's coming through you. That's about as pure as you're going to get and as clean as you're going to get, because what you're doing is that you're breathing in the breath of God. As you're doing that, you'll notice that your mind will be much sharper. You'll notice that you'll start grounding yourself. So the words that we say and the words that we do are very important to what we take in and to what we put out. Very, very important that when you start breathing in, I breathe in the breath of God, you're taking in all that holy energy and allowing that to prosper you in the way that God needs to prosper you. How that is, or how God does that, it's very important to keep ourselves as clean as we can. So when that voice of silence comes into you, and that voice is God, please, whatever you do, listen to it. Follow it. It's a wonderful thing to be able to hear that. The voice will tell you what to eat. It will also direct you into yeses and nos. In other words, if you go to Wegmans, or you go to Food Fair, or you go to Pantry Pride, or you go to other stores, if you reach your food, you'll get yeses and nos. And the way to do that is, God, could you please show me what to eat? You will hear in your mind, if you connect to the voice of silence, you will hear that. That voice will direct you in what you should eat and what you can eat. And the reason it does that is because each body type is different. Each mind is different. Each blood is different, because even though we might be positive or negative in the blood thinks, the blood has feelings, the blood is completely compassionate. And what we need to do is to connect to that, to connect everything into our body. Let us feel everything that's going on in the body. You can do that. It's very simple. All you have to do is just, I breathe in the breath of God. The first thing you need to do is the breath. And the reason I'm saying that is because if you read about, there's a great book out called Living Among the Himalayan Masters. And that book is really, really sharp, and it's really clear on what to do and how to get about atoning to it. It's really, really a great book, and it's something that you would delight in if you would read it. It's really amazing. But getting back to what we need to do is to keep our minds fresh and clear. Once you do that, keep your mind as clear as you possibly can through meditation, through the breath. You'll notice that your eyes will clear. You notice that the sounds that you hear will be cleaner and purer. If you're having thoughts, 50,000 thoughts a second, or you're having those thoughts that you shouldn't have, once you start breathing in that breath, you'll start a single file of thought. In other words, what happens is that maybe it might take 3 months, maybe it might take 6 months, but your mind will be clear. And what will happen is that when you start thinking, you'll start thinking in multidimensional levels, but you'll be clear. Very, very important to do. And once you start breathing in that air like that, your chakras will clear, you become less negative, your thoughts will be clearer, your mind will be clearer, the blood, as I said, would be clearer. So things are very important to do. The better you become at it, it's like anything else, the better you become at it, the more that you'll be able to help yourself with. Now, in previous programs, what I've talked about is the aura. The projector and the receptor will help you with the aura. The cleaner you become in your body, the cleaner you become in your mind, the more the aura will open up. Now, we have an aura that is actually connected to the divine. Everything is connected to the divine. Even though we don't know it, it's all connected. The aura goes all the way to heaven. There's no disconnections. As I have worked on the radio station for about a year and a half now, after every client, what we'll do is that I will connect to the aura and have the person feel that aura. And it could be 3,000 miles away, it could be 2,000 miles away, or it could be around the corner from where I live. But that aura will be clear. And what happens is that if it's 3,000 miles away or 6,000 miles, doesn't make any difference, it'll be internal because it travels a zillion million miles away. And it connects to the Almighty. Everything does connect to the Almighty. The best thing, though, about it, the cleaner you are in your aura, whatever you have learned over the years, and if it feels like you don't have a connection, if you feel like you've forgotten so much, it's there. It's inside you. Everything that you have learned in goodness, in love, in compassion, and understanding will be connected to you. People that you walk by, the aura will clean them and purify them as much as you can do. In other words, if somebody is less of a grade of energy, and you walk up to them, and let's say somebody else is a 5 and you're a 7, they'll be able to pick up on your energy or your aura, and you'll start clearing that person without them even knowing it. So it's very important to have the phase of energy that you're working with be as clean as you can, because not only are you helping yourself, but you're helping your neighbor as well. And it's very important to understand that we need to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. It's mentioned in all the Bibles, and I think it's very important that we find out what that means, and we find out what that means by just letting go and being full of compassion and love for people. It's very, very important to do that we understand that we have the ability to be able to help anybody in the world at any time. The way that we can make peace in the world is through love, not through war, but love. It's a shame that we have to have wars. Sometimes it's not even necessary, but we do have wars. And why we have them is because, I guess, maybe ourselves are not ready to have peace. Maybe people don't want peace on the planet. I do. I think it's very important that we live with peace, that we love with peace, and have a quality of life that we don't have to send our children to different countries and come back in a body bag. I think it's absolutely terrible, and I think that we need more love in the world to be able to help, to be able to understand that we have the ability to heal, not to hurt. And that's that on that. But I think that we need to have the ability to be able to love each other and to be able to understand that we have the ability to love. And that love starts with us. So the clearer we become, the better off we are. The clearer we can think, the better off we are. So everything in this world is ours. All we need to do is to focus on what we want. And when I mean everything in the world is ours, we have things like nature, we have things like water, we have things like the oceans, things that we deserve, things that we surround ourselves with. And the reason I'm saying we deserve it is because we love it. And we cherish it. It's something that God has given us. We need to keep it as pure as we possibly can and to realize that it's free. I mean, it's just free, but we have to realize also that we have to take care of it. We have to nourish it. We have to nourish nature. It's very important to do. Most of us don't even think about that. A lot of us do think about that. So what I'm passing to you is that nature is so wonderful, and we are part of nature. We're not any part of nature that is away from us. We are connected to nature. I'll tell you what happened. It was very interesting. I have a good friend of mine who has a radio show on the program, and she was here about 2 years ago. And we were walking through Sacred Groves. And what happened on Sacred Groves was, Sacred Groves is a Mormon connection. It is where John Smith started his home. It also is where he wrote his Bible. I'm not a Mormon, but I've walked that property, and I can understand how somebody can write a Bible. The energy is so high there. It's in Palmyra, New York. If you ever get a chance just to walk that property, just to walk those groves, is a phenomena all in itself. It's just absolutely a phenomena. So Valerie Olmsted and I were walking in the grove with a friend, and we saw two gentlemen. I was in front of Valerie, maybe about a quarter of a mile with Valerie's friend. Valerie sat down, and these two gentlemen walked right up to Valerie, and they were both very, very beautiful men. They were wearing outfits, just dressed up to the nines. They walked maybe about 100 yards in front of Valerie after we thought it was about 6-7 minutes. And they were on top of the knoll. We were looking at them, and they disappeared right in front of us. And we realized after our conversation with Valerie that these men were angels. And what happened was is that there was a little haze in the air. And when we talked to Valerie, she told us that we were actually looking at them, but the amount of time that we spent looking at them was about 20 minutes. And the amount of time that Valerie was talking to them was about 20 minutes. We thought it was maybe about 4 or 5 minutes. So our time was way off. We spent a half hour or 40 minutes just looking at them, and Valerie was spending 20 minutes talking to them. So it's just amazing what can happen if you're connected to the universe and you just let things happen. It's just absolutely wonderful. So to allow that to be is just to allow it to be. And Valerie and I have had many discussions on it ever since. We were walking out of Sacred Groves, and as we were walking out of Sacred Groves, there was a light that came down that was emitting from heaven. And that light got brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter, almost to the point of we couldn't look anymore. That's how bright it was. Then it just went dimmer, 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 dimmer. And as soon as it got to the dimmest, we heard thunder and lightning. And we started to say, uh-oh, it's going to start raining. It never rained, but we walked through Sacred Groves, out of the groves, made it to the car, and we just had discussions after discussions about the energy and the levels of energies that we were feeling in Sacred Groves. So I've done that with a couple friends of mine. And they seemed to really enjoy the energy there, and it was really uplifting. So, again, I could see how somebody could write a Bible. It's just an amazing, amazing part of where we're coming from and where we're going to. So remember that if you have a place to walk to, or you have a place to walk to and go into, please just be open to that energy. Allow yourself to be at the highest amount of energy. Very simple to do. You can say to yourself, I put myself in the light and in the hand of God, and allow yourself to feel the energy. Allow it to feel you as much as it possibly can. It's just a wonderful sense of being. And it's just a wonderful way of being. So your best bet is to do that. Now, in other words, what I'm trying to direct you to is to the energies that are around us and how to connect to them. So what we can do tonight, if you would like, is we can do a meditation just to connect to the energies. So if you just want to sit for about 30 seconds, and just get your mind and just let go. Let that energy go. There you go. Just let it go. It's wonderful. Have the energies to let go and allow yourself to be. That's it. Good. There's a big connection. I can feel the connection. Good. You should feel yourself becoming more grounded and more centered as we're speaking here. Good. You should be opening up to more energy in your body. You should be able to feel that energy opening up all the way through to your feet. You should have almost a feeling of electricity going through your body. It is electricity going through your body. It's right from heaven. That's it. enjoy that kind of love and light. It just feels fabulous. That's really good. It's really wonderful. It's really, really great. You should feel yourself very grounded and very centered right now. That's wonderful. Give yourself the ability to let go and enjoy this energy. It's not coming from me. It's coming from heaven right to you. You should be able to see light all around you and top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You should be able to feel that light. You should be able to feel the light. If your abilities are strong to be able to see light, you should be able to see that light from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your feet. There are chakras on the bottom of your feet. There's chakras in the hands. There is a ring around the chakras of your hand that actually move back and forth. There's a few rings, and you should be able to feel that opening and closing in two different directions right now. So what you need to do is allow yourself to open to that kind of energy, because that energy is chakra energy, and it will go back and forth. You should be able to feel that, and don't be nervous about it. It's just pure love and pure energy. You're going into different dimensions to be able to feel that kind of energy, opening and closing. Allow your chakras just to be. So what you're doing is opening up to a very advanced amount of chakra. And all your chakras are open now. If you can feel that, you should be able to feel the chakras moving back and forth, and they should be very clear. Allow everything to be very clear with you. You should be able to see pure white light in every chakra. And if you can't see pure white light, allow yourself, very important here, allow yourself to unfocus, and you'll see that the world will open up to you, and you are the world, and the world is you. You should be able to feel it now. That's wonderful. It's just wonderful energy to allow that to open up in you and to feel all that love. Keep your mind as clear as you possibly can. It's not necessary to think. It's only necessary to allow yourself to let go. The more you let go, the more energy will come into you. The more negativity will leave you, the more light will come into you. So allow yourself to enjoy that energy. That's it. It's a delight to work with everybody here and to give you how I learned about this energy and how to deal with it as much as you possibly can. Allow yourself to love yourself even more. And you need to connect to the truth of who you are. And to connect to the truth is to allow yourself to be, just allow yourself to be. Very important. If you have the ability to open up to energy, just open up to everything around you. Open up to the energy in your home. Open up to the energy in your body. Feel the love that's coming through for you. Feel everything that's coming to you. Allow it to be. Allow yourself to be. It's wonderful. It's really great. We were discussing about the nuclear receptor, and I can tell you about the nuclear receptor. Dr. Fred Bell's nuclear receptor really, really, really works. I've had the wonderful feeling of being able to work with that for the past 10 years. You should be coming out of your meditation now, but you should be very grounded, very centered, and your mind should be very, very clear. It's a wonderful feeling. That's wonderful. If anybody wants to call in, the phone number is 1-888-815-9756. If you're in the California area, the number is 1-530-876-3222 or 1-530-876-9916. And we're more than happy to talk to you and help you out with any energy issues that you might have, any nuclear receptor issues, anything that might be bothering you this evening that I can help you with and to make it clearer with you. I'm more than happy to do that with you. I've had a bout with cancer, and I'm doing much, much better with it. I really let myself go in terms of eating the wrong foods. And now that I'm back on track, I feel much, much better. So those things happen to everybody. We're all human. We all make the error sometimes of not connecting the way we should. And we allow ourselves to get away with whatever think we can get away with. And we get into trouble sometimes, but thank goodness it's all gone, and I have the ability now to even be better, and that's what I'm trying to tell you, is that please, we can all be better. We can all work together. We can do things that were impossible 15, 20, 30 years ago. We have the abilities to be able to connect in a very, very wholesome way, in a very energetic way, and I think it would really, really help everybody to allow ourselves to be able to be as clear as we possibly can and to be a conduit with God. It's really great to do. I know with nature, when I connect with nature and when I connect with love, it's just absolute and it's wonderful. There's so much love in nature and there's so much love between people. If we can just feel that, I know that there's times when I'll walk down the street and feel love from people, and we can open up to that love and enjoy that love. That's what we need to do. We need to be able to connect to people instead of not connecting, not feeling, because we all have gifts from heaven. There's nobody on this planet that doesn't have a gift or many gifts, so we need to allow ourselves the ability of that gift and to be able to play with it and allow it to be and allow it to enjoy and allow it to grow within ourselves. The idea of it is to be able to feel everything inside of ourselves. Once you get to the idea that we are pure energy, what will happen is that energy opens up within us. We can go through a chakra. We can stay out of the chakras. We can do anything we want in terms of growth, in terms of love, in terms of any kind of abilities that we might have. It's very important to do. So we need to allow ourselves to have the ability to make those connections. Connections are easy. The growth sometimes can be a little hard because what we're doing is allowing the energies of a higher grade to come through us, and it'll clear us. Now, what happens is it's not that the grade is so high that it'll burn us, because God has an amazing, amazing gift. If we are whatever number we are in energy, it might come through, let's say, an eighth scale, a little bit more. In other words, just a tad more. And that tad more is just a lifetime of energy. So every time we have this energy come through us, and it becomes clearer, it becomes bigger, and it becomes better within us, and we can work with it. That's what's beautiful, is that we have the ability to work with this energy. And it's really, really good to do. So it's fabulous. It's just a wonderful way of being. So allow yourself to feel that energy around you. Allow yourself to feel the energy in you. Because the more you have the energy within you, the more you can do out. So in other words, the more you take in, the more you can do out. You will not lose your energy. You will not, you know, feel like you're being drained. You can only be drained if you allow yourself to be drained. And the way to do that is to be afraid. Don't fear anything. What you need to do is to make that connection within yourself and become who you are. One of the best sayings that I ever got is, be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. And that connection, that promise will always be there with you. There's nothing to fear. There is only love, and we need to connect to that. People have the ability of being afraid, and I don't know why people are afraid of so much of the energy. The energy is pure. The energy will help you. All you need to do is allow it to be. Don't be afraid of the energy. Allow yourself to be. Allow it to take you to where it needs you to go. God will always give you whatever you need if you allow the energy to flow through you. I believe in, if I remember correctly, it wasn't Joseph, it was one of the prophets. After Moses had passed away, I forget who the prophet was at the time, but the main thing that I remember him saying, or Moses saying to the prophet is that allow yourself not to be afraid. Just connect yourself to the higher side of God. Allow your connection to God even be higher. And don't be afraid. Be of strong courage. And the reason it is because every time we move higher in light, you're getting more rid of the dark. And the best thing I can tell you to do when you start getting rid of the dark, sometimes it becomes scary. Don't even think of scary. Allow yourself to go. Allow that energy to leave, and you'll be purified even more. Sometimes what happens is that when we open up to the energies, you'll see something almost that's totally black. That is the darkness that's coming out of you. Allow that energy to supersede anything of just letting it get out of your body. It'll actually, if you go into a meditative state or you see that kind of energy, it's leaving. It's not staying there because God is giving you pure white light. And it'll get rid of the energy that's negative in the body. So that's really important to do. Allow yourself the freedom and the expression to express your own expression, because the clearer you are, the better you'll be with energy. So know that energy is coming to you all the time. Either you know about energy or you don't know about energy, that energy is coming to you all the time. The purer the energy is and the purer you take it in, the purer you'll be. So don't worry about what's inside of you. Allow that stuff to come out of you. It's internal. Even the energy that you're receiving is internal. It's amazing how God can work with us and just give this tremendous energy, this tremendous burst of energy. And to know that you have the ability to be able to feel it, to be able to work with it, to be able to do anything you want with that energy. And don't be afraid. Allow it to go through you. Remember that the clearer your aura is, the clearer you're going to feel, the more responsive you'll feel. And the nuclear receptor helps with that. It's either the nuclear receptor or you need to sit down and meditate. And, you know, the more you meditate, the more you'll get out, the more you'll receive. The more you wear the nuclear receptor, the more you'll receive, the more you'll clear. I had somebody who wrote to me last week and was at a movie, and he said that all of a sudden, even when he was wearing his nuclear receptor, he lost all his energy, and it felt like there was a vampire connected to him. And what I told him is that the reason he was feeling that way is because he was detoxifying. When you start wearing the receptor and you start feeling like you're being drained, it's not that you're being drained, it's that you're being cleared. So the more that you wear the receptor, the more you're going to feel sometimes that you are not as clear as you should be. And the reason that is because you're detoxifying. But if you keep your mind clear, if you allow it to be clear, I've worn this necklace for 10 years, and the biggest thing I can tell you is that sometimes when you start clearing, you get very tired. You get very down on yourself. Allow yourself to be. Feel all your feelings, but allow it to go. Just realize that the energy you're receiving is much clearer than the energy that is being taken from you. So the more energy you get rid of, the more darkness you get rid of, the more light you're taking in, the more growth you'll have, the more freedom you'll have, the more of everything you'll have. So the idea of it is that when you're clearing, allow that to clear. Allow it to fill everything in your body. It's almost like feeling spring water. If you want to look at it even in a much better light, think of the energy coming through almost like a fall. You know, like you're looking at the falls, and all of a sudden, instead of being at water, the waterfall, you're looking at an energy fall. So you're allowing that energy fall, if you open up your hands, is to take it in. Enjoy it. See how it feels to you. Wear it for a while, because that's you. Open your hands and enjoy that energy. Allow it to go through you. Allow it to clear you. It's the best that there is to do, is to allow the energy to come through you and clear. And sometimes, yes, it can be a little on the rough side, a little bit on the gentle side also. So you need to allow yourself to be. It's not going to hurt you. That's the way to enlightenment. The more you let go, the more light you receive. And it really, really does work that way. If anybody needs to call in, if anybody wants to have a healing, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you as much as I can. I know this is, I think, the last weekend for Christmas before the holidays really start next weekend. And we won't be on next weekend. Probably I'll have an old program on because I'll be out of town. But I presume there's a lot of people out that are shopping, and that's wonderful. I think it's a really good thing to do. I think tonight is the last night of Hanukkah also, and so I think it's really good that we make it positive and know that we're all brothers in the same skin, no matter what it is, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever the holidays, we're all the same. We are all the same. It's all love. It's all nourishing. It's all beautiful. It's just an amazing thing to do, is to love all that energy and to enjoy it and allow it to really be you. That's what you need. That's what you should be doing. Allow yourself to be free. Allow yourself to enjoy the amount of energy that's given to you from heaven. Feel the compassion of it. Feel the love of it. Love everybody around you. Love your children more. Love your wife more. Love your girlfriend more. Love your boyfriend or whoever it is that you love. Just love that person. Love them more. Give yourself the ability to love even more. That's what it's all about. We have to allow ourselves to love more. I just wish I had somebody to love, but eventually I'll find somebody really nice. But that's what I would do. I would think to be as clear as you can, to love yourself as much as you can, is open up to more energy, more light, more love than you ever thought of before. And it's so easy to do. If you go into a meditation, you can use anything that you want. Allow yourself to be quiet. Listen to the quietness of your mind. I know it took me about 6 months before my mind actually quieted down and to be able to feel things the way that I needed to feel. And it was really wonderful to do. And then God opened me up. He just opened me up, and everything went just absolutely beautiful. I was sleeping in bed about 2:30 in the morning, and I saw this white hand come over me, and it just took everything negative out. The only thing that was left was pure light, pure love, pure compassion. And the first message I ever got that I heard was, "Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am." Excuse me, that was later on. The first message that I got was, "The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself. The second one is, I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am," came about 10 years later. I've got about 400 of these messages, and they're very clear and very sweet. If you want to have fun and listen to nature and listen to God, go out into a park, take a book with you, a writing book, and a pencil, a couple pencils if you want, and sit down on a bench. And when you start hearing things, some beautiful sayings, and they'll come to you, write them down. I know that in dreams, if you have a dream, get up and write it down. You'll be able to understand a little bit more in the morning. I know that some people take a recorder to bed and they do the recording of the dreams that they've had. And then everything will add up in the morning, or maybe a month from now, that dream will have something to say to you. And you'll be able to understand it even more. So I think it's really wonderful to be able to have those kinds of dreams that'll help clear you. I know I sleep under a pyramid, and that pyramid is extremely powerful. And sometimes I'll have some beautiful dreams, and it's just absolutely a lot of fun. I've had some not such good dreams, but you know, you need to allow yourself to have whatever it is that you're having. I'm also human. I also have things that I need to get rid of too. And so we need to live through that. We need to move on to that. We need to be able to say to ourselves, you know, this is part of who I am. We need to let it go. And that's what I do. We let it go. And the ability to be able to do that is not as hard as you think it is. It's just the ability to be able to have things to let it go and to bring in all this love that we have. So the more that you think about the love, the more negativity will go. And that's really, really important to do. the projector. The projector is very interesting. I know that I'm sort of moving around from the nuclear receptor to the projector, but the projector is something that's really unique, and I'll tell you how that works. About 3-4 years ago, I went into a post office. I went into Social Security, and I had a friend with me, and she needed some help, so we went up to the main line. The line was about 30 feet long, and people were leaving, and they were very upset. So I got to the front of the line with her, and I was wearing my nuclear receptor, and the operator was sitting behind the desk with the computer, said, "We're terribly sorry, but the computer is down today, and we can't give you your Social Security card." And under my breath, I say, "Computer, please turn on." The computer came on about 2 seconds later and was working, and the woman jumped back in the seat, and my friend that was with me said, "What are you doing?" And then she said, "Well, I'd love to give you a card, but our printer isn't working." So I said, under my breath, when nobody would hear, I said, "Printer, please come on." And the printer came on. And she got her card. I don't know how long it lasted till after we left, but I know that she got her card, and we left, and that was it. But the ability with the projector is really strong, and you can really do an awful lot. Just keep your mind open. The idea of wearing the nuclear receptor first, I'll try to tell you how this works. The nuclear receptor clears the mind. It clears the body of toxins as much as it possibly can. The reason that you want to wait for at least 3 to 6 months for a projector is because you want to have a very clear mind. The projector, it will project anything you want. The only issue is that make sure your mind is clear, because you don't want to hurt anybody. You don't want to send energy to somebody else because you're angry at them, or you don't want to hurt anybody with the energy. So you've got to be very clear in your mind. So that's the projector. The projector actually really works very well. It's the idea, do we work really well? So people that have an advanced mind can wear the projector without any trouble at all, and the nuclear receptor will do that for you. And it's a very interesting tool. And I wear a platinum projector. I think there's three of us on the planet that are wearing the platinum projector. I don't think there's anybody else that's wearing the pure platinum projector. And it's extremely, extremely powerful. I know that I've had phone calls from Switzerland, from Washington, D.C. I had a woman who had called in Washington, D.C., and her car battery went dead. And I'm trying to tell people, please don't call in when you're on your car battery with a projector. Or if I'm wearing a projector, please don't call me with in a car, because the battery will die. And another client we had was in Switzerland. And what happened was is that he started to connect to me. He wanted me to open up his energy more. And as I was speaking to him, the lights went out in his house. So he got a little frightened, but his energy levels went up. And as soon as we were done, his lights came back on in the house. And he called me about a half hour later and was telling me that his energy, he wasn't used to the amount of energy that he was receiving, and that he was clearing in his body, and the light was so strong, that he wanted me to, disconnect it from him, and that's what I did. So he's learning at a much slower rate, which is okay. That's fine. But that's what he wanted, that's what he asked for, and that's what he got. So to wear the projector, it's very, very powerful, and it really does work. What I do, I don't ask for money with a projector. What I ask for is that I'm working with my clients, and I want them to be healthy, and I want them to be wonderful, and I want them to be able to learn as much energy as they can to be able to help the world. So that's what I'm projecting to them, and that's what they're receiving. So the amount of energy that we're dealing with is the energy of the nuclear receptor, and also that when we are dealing with that kind of energy, that it is pure love. It is pure energy at its purest raw form. It's pure love. And that's the reason things can happen very good. And that's what we want to do around the world. We want this love to be around the world. The reason I'm telling you these stories is because, number one, I don't want people to call me from their cars. It's not such a good idea to do that. Number one, you shouldn't be doing it because it's against the law, but also because the energy can actually drain the battery in your car, so you don't want to you don't want that to happen. And I can't get the car started again. She had to call AAA, and she was on the Washington Circle. And I guess they came and started her up, and she moved on her way. But that actually happened. That was a couple of years ago. And I hope that she's really doing fine, because the energies she received were very pure. The other thing is that when we're doing this kind of energy work, think of the love that you're receiving. Think of everything that's coming to you in its purest form. It's just a little bit more energy that's coming to you to allow to clear out the negativity that is in you for whatever reason. And sometimes it doesn't have to be negativity. It's just the idea is that you're receiving a pure energy thought. You're receiving much higher light. And that's what we're receiving as we're wearing the projector, plus also that even without the projector, when you start healing people, you're healing people at a very high light, and you want to stay there and love people as much as you can and not to hurt anybody. And the reason I'm saying not hurt anybody, you know, no fist fights, no anything of that nature, but what you're sending to people is absolute pure love, and that's what you need to do. It's just absolutely marvelous, the amount of energy that can come from heaven that allows you to be as pure as you can be. And that growth is phenomenal. It's really, really good to do. So that's what I do. And the energies that we have made connections with a lot of people around the world, and I've had many phone calls and emails saying that the energies are really working, that by letting go and receiving more love, the light has been stronger, and people are much more grounded. They have much more peripheral vision. We talk about, please go take a look at your flowers in your house, your gardens, and lo and behold, their energies are very, very clear. In other words, the green is greener, the reds are redder, the yellows, all the colors are much higher vibrancy. So the more you connect, the more that you have, the more energy you can feel. That's what it's all about, and it's really, really important to do that. So I would highly suggest that if you have anything in your mind that needs to go, allow that and start it with, I breathe in the breath of God. When you start breathing in that kind of energy, things will happen where your thoughts will change. It takes 20 days to start changing the energies in your body. In other words, you'll be able to think better and clearer. Sometimes what happens if you are doing this kind of work, it can change instantaneously for you. We've had that happen also. So instead of working in 20 days and making that happen, it can happen in a millisecond. It can happen in a day. It can happen in 2 days. It can happen in 3 days. Just allow it to be. The easier it is, the easier it changes. So we need to allow that to happen. But don't be afraid of it. Please allow yourself the freedom to express your own expression. When you hear something, if you want to think about it, if you want to feel it in your own body, allow yourself the ability to let that go through your body and feel it and enjoy it. You know, listen to it. I know that there's a lot of symbolism and a lot of things that can go on in the mind. And I think it's really wonderful that you receive that, because the more you receive it, the easier it is to figure out your issues. And sometimes it's not even issues that you want to figure out. It's just something that maybe you love somebody and you want them to feel the energy, or you want to clear your own mind and have a better idea of what to do with your loved ones. I mean, it's just so many different things to do. And you can really, really reach those highs very easily. And that's what I do, and we have a lot of fun with it. This evening, it's been a pleasure working with you guys. It's 6:55 already. It's just incredible. I know Dr. Fred and I were discussing his book last night, The Inside Track. And that is his new book, and it's just absolutely fabulous. We were talking about it last night. So if you can connect with Dr. Fred Bell through Paradigm, I think you'll be able to take a look at the new book, The Inside Track. And it talks about absolutely everything. Anything you wanted to know about history, anything you wanted to know about astrology, anything you want to know about anything, astronomy, it's in that book. Anything to have to do with professors that have changed the world, scientists that have changed the world, it's in that book. It's just absolutely fabulous. So I think it's a good thing to do, and it's a good thing to have. So just enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the holiday. I hope everybody's going to have a good time. I know I will. I'm going to be with my brothers, and it's such a delight to be with. We have a lot of fun together, and we're very close, and that's something that I really relish and really enjoy, because we work hard at staying close, and over the years it's been very, very wonderful to do. So we worked at it, and we're staying much closer with each other, so it's really a wonderful thing to do, and it's a wonderful way of being. So anyhow, it's almost 6:57. I'm going to have to sign off. Have a wonderful week, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. And I'm looking forward to seeing you, not next week. There'll be a program on, but it'll be the week after, and I hope that we can have a good time and a lot of fun. Be well. Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.